You know, it's hard always, as a quarterback, it's hard to say how I did without seeing the film because there's so much with my eyes and all those kind of things. You know, my job is just to take care of the football, put points on the board. You know, so I don't ever grade myself publicly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they tried to show, you know, I knew, every week I go into it, I know people are trying to mess with the rookie. So I know they're trying to show pressure one way, bring it another way. You know, and just so happened we caught him, you know, caught him in it. It was a great play call by Ole. My goodness, perfect play call for that instance. You know, to have Andre on the double move there. And, you know, we caught him just in the right play. And Andre made a great job of catching it. And then he finished it. You know, that guy, those guys are fast.
Second touchdown, you threw on a really tight window. It looked like you threw
the ball. To James. Second one, James. Yeah. James, so again, great job by Coach Ole. He knew the coverage that they would be in when we motioned. They played the exact coverage that, you know, he wanted. James ran the correct route on it, and we were able to hit it. You know, so it was just like, you know, Coach Ole and those guys drew it up. Third one was to Bryce. Yeah, so we had, you know, we had a play. You know, he was the third progression. They had one covered up just based on the coverage they were playing. So I still set my eyes there. Looked at number two. They had a linebacker on him. They were playing man there. And number three, Bryce beat his guy. So I just went to number three, just going through my read again. How Ole draws it up, and just how Flip teaches it. And then the fourth one to Dre was just a rollout, trying to hit Darren in the flat right there. And Andre, my goodness, did a great job of running fast through the back of the end zone. Because usually when you go out and you just kind of look back, guys kind of settle. He did a great job of running through the back and getting to the back pylon. Yes.
Were you looking to take a shot on that play?
Just trying to find a one-on-one. You know, going into it, you know, they played quarters right there to that side. If I'm not mistaken, you know, again, I have to see the film, but it seemed like it. And Bryce had a double move, so we knew we'd have a one-on-one. And so I pumped it. You know, the safety was not in the play. You know, I wasn't worried about the safety, so I just giving Bryce a chance there. Oh, my goodness. I can't say enough good things about him. You know, I watched a certain rookie quarterback with the same last name about 12 years ago, and I'm glad that it's a little different now, you know, because those guys play their tail off. You know, these guys, they do a great job. They really do. You know, they really care about keeping me clean, and I appreciate that. I really do appreciate it. And everything that I just said is only to bring praise to that offensive line. That's, if we get that out of that point. Yes. Yeah, it was tough. And on that third down, they had a good call. You know, they had a good call on. We saw the pressure coming. We made a call. Maybe could have went to a different call. You know, so the one we had is a little bit tougher to pick that up. But they had a good call on what play we had. They dropped the backside in there, right in the window. And again, you know, I'm not trying to take a sack. Ends up being the same kind of deal, throwing it away there, you know, with the intentional grounding. But just trying to not take too much of a bad play. You know, who knows, hit, fumble, all those kind of things. So just try to throw it away. But they had a good call there. But it's a little frustrating, you know, because we were moving it good. But, again, it's hard for me to exactly tell you exactly what happened without seeing it on film first. Yeah, I mean, those guys, as many balls as I overthrow or miss at practice, you know, I'm never going to be one to rip into somebody. Of course, I know who you can get on. I know who you can, you know, you need to encourage, all those things. But they're professional football players. I don't need to go, you know, console them or anything like that. I just go, hey, you know, you're better than that, those kind of things. And they already know, you know, before you even get to them, it's like if I throw a pick, coach already knows, you know, I know what I did. I know what I messed up on if it's a certain way I did it. you know, but those guys did a good job. Like you said, in the second half, they came out and caught everything, especially James. I mean, you see some of those catches that he made. I had to throw him in different angles, couldn't put it right on him because of the angle of where the hands were and all those things, but he made the great catches. They did a good job. No.
But after this week, when Fernando said that, you know, this is your team.
Of course.
Did you in any way change your approach?
I did. I'm the same person. I didn't change who I was, that's for sure. I didn't change who I was. But instead of sitting back and not stepping on toes, he said it's your team. It's your team. Take it over. Well, that means you can demand more now. You know, we're past the rookie stuff. You know, there's no more rookie. You know, you're the leader of this football team. You know, the franchise here. You know, now go. And, so now it's just I can demand things from guys. Hey, I can go up to a guy and say, hey, I really need you to cross this guy's face here. And the answer isn't going to be, okay, rookie, I got it. I know it. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, I got it. I'll do it next time. You know, those kind of things. I don't need to go cuss someone out to prove a point. You know, I just go and demand from them just like they demand from me.
So who told you that
again? Coach Brano. Oh, man, to be completely honest, from what I've been seeing, I felt the same in every game, just my feel of things. Obviously, we executed a lot better on offense. I don't ever feel locked in or, you know, those kind of things. I just try and make my reads the best that I can. And it sounds so cliche, but I'm being dead serious. I try and just do my reads the best that I can, make the right calls. And then I don't think about, oh, I'm locked in. Oh, yeah, we're hitting right now. It's, okay, next time we get the ball, we got to put more points on the board.
Derek, how about Mr. Bellin, the last deep interception? Uh-huh. Coverage dictated where you went with the football on that, or was that you being aggressive?
Yeah, well, kind of both. It just depends really on how you look at it. We pumped it. I knew the safety wasn't going to be in the play, so it's a one-on-one, and that's what we want. We want one-on-ones, and you got to give that guy credit. He made a great play. I mean, Bryce went up, he had it, and the guy made a great play. You know, those things are going to happen. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts because that's the way it ended. But, you know, we're looking for one-on-ones, you know, at all times. But you have to give that guy the credit on that play because he made a phenomenal catch. Oh, absolutely. I'd trust Bryce more than anything. I'll throw it 100 times. Yeah. I think it was earlier this week. I think I want to say, I don't remember the exact day, I can't tell you, but it was before we started our practice week.
Yeah, you were aggressive early throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you grew this game? Do you feel like it
made you? Oh, yeah. I mean, not to sound cliche again, but I'm trying to get better each week, so that way the Raider organization is heading in the right way, in the right direction. I felt better this week, obviously, because we executed better as an offense. You know, you got to give our defense and special teams credit, too. They gave us a lot of good field position, which also helps. So I do feel like I'm getting better. I got to continue to get better. Obviously, it's not good enough, and that's no problem to me because I love going to work and, you know, doing those things. So I do feel like I'm getting better, but I still got a long ways to go.
What happened on the screen pass before about 5 minutes left?
Yeah. So went to throw the screen. Kind of got hung up, then he popped free. So then I just tried to lay it over, I think it was 96. Tried to lay over 96, and he got his hand on it. But, I mean, it's just one of those things. There wasn't really, I don't really feel like there was a clean way to throw it away at his feet. I didn't want to hit our tackle in the back. But I still tried to give him a chance. The guy just made a good play.
The offense had been running the ball so well all game. Did you like that call in that situation?
Absolutely. Anything, it doesn't matter what's called. We have to execute it. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, those other guys get paid too. They make good plays. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But absolutely, I don't ever question that.
A couple more for Derek, guys.
I guess one of the final adjustments was to pick up more offensively.
Yeah.
Is that something you're waiting for all season long? Is that something you're excited about, I'm
sure? I got to be honest. You know, the plays that we practice, I needed to do a better job of pushing the ball downfield. You guys should know by now, I try and take it all on me. How can I get better? How can I do things better? And so what I really emphasize and what Flip emphasized for me this week is really try and push the ball downfield, doing those things. And, you know, it shows when you practice those things and you make those throws in practice, you're able to trust it and make them in the game. And so it was definitely an emphasis. I was excited about it. But I always tried myself. How can I, you know, we wanted more explosive plays. Well, how can I help us have more explosive plays? And that's how I go and attack it. Oh, I'm good. It was just sore from taking the tape off. You know, it's all tied up in there. But now you can see me. I'm bouncing around. So I'll be good.